The Nebraska Cornhuskers are just a few days away from starting their 2025 campaign, and we are really excited to see them start their season against the Cincinnati Bearcats. I wanted to give you guys kind of the preview and prediction for this particular game, as well as what I think a successful season would be for the Big Red. It's a very exciting time of year, and we're going to jump right into it. Before I talk about the specifics of this particular game, I've noticed, you know, on social media, there seems to be a lot of Nebraska fans that think they're just going to blow out Cincinnati. And that I've seen a different podcast where they were talking about, oh, I hope all the starters are out for Nebraska by the third quarter. And to me, this is not going to be that kind of a game. Cincinnati is a really good team. We're going to kind of go over what they bring to the table and how they can beat you. Cincinnati is a really good team. They have a lot of good players in key spots. And if Nebraska doesn't play well, they can definitely lose this game. This game makes me pretty nervous, but we'll jump right into it. So Cincinnati went 5-7 last year, and Coach Satterfield, their head coach, is kind of on the hot seat coming into this year. Similar to Nebraska, this is a kind of a must-win game because they really want to get off to a good start to try and set the stage for their season, because like Nebraska, their next two games after this one are very winnable. So the winner of this game in all likelihood is going to be 3-0. So it's going to be both teams are going to have a sense of urgency. And we all know how that first game of the season has worked out for Nebraska in recent times, whether it was Northwestern, Illinois, Minnesota. So I think they're going to have a sense of urgency. Now, as far as what Cincinnati brings to the table, they have Brendan Sorsby, their quarterback, who is a junior. He threw for 2,800 yards last year, 18 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. But the reason I'm talking about him specifically is he rushed for almost 450 yards last year and 9 touchdowns. He is a scrambling quarterback, and we all know how that has torched the Huskers in years past. So very important to keep him under wraps. But also they have a projected first-round draft pick at tight end, Joe Roger, who caught 50 passes last year, who is going to be a weapon in their offense. And speaking of, they return starters on the offensive line. I think two in particular who have a lot of starts under their belt. Moving over to the defensive line, they have Dante Corleone at nose tackle, who was a first-team All-Big 12 player. They also return a ton of production at the linebacker position. Now, one kind of key factor is their secondary wasn't great last year, but they brought in a lot of transfers to make up for that. So their secondary is kind of going to be an unknown as we head into this game. Now, what do I think Nebraska is going to have to do to try and win this game? Well, first thing I'm going to say is you have to keep Sorsby under wraps because he can scramble and torch you for a lot of yards where you don't expect him to. He's not a Lamar Jackson running type quarterback. He's more of a scrambling quarterback, but still that's more than enough to hurt Nebraska, as we've seen in years past. So they've got to keep him under wraps. That's number one. Number two, play Big Ten football. Keep the ball away from them. I think Cincinnati is going to have no problem scoring in this game. I'm not saying they're going to score a lot of points, but I would imagine my prediction is going to be they're going to score somewhere in the 23 to 27 range. No, maybe not 27. In the low to mid 20s in this game. So keep the ball away from them, because I think the only way they can hurt Nebraska is if it turns into a shootout. But if Nebraska can kind of keep the ball away from them, then they should be fine. And then Nebraska's great strength in this game, which is why I'm picking them to win, is Nebraska's offense should be able to pick apart Cincinnati's defense, even if they've improved from last year. I mean, obviously, they have a coordinator in Dana Holgorsen, who has experience in the Big 12. And obviously, he's just a great coordinator himself. But then Wiola, another year getting better. Not to mention they have a much improved wide receiver room with Dane Key and Isaiah Hunter and Corey Barney coming back for another year. And a really good offensive line that I think is going to be able to maybe not neutralize Dante Corleone at nose tackle, but maybe minimize the amount of damage he can do. I think that's where Nebraska's big advantage is in this game, is they should be able to outscore Cincinnati. And I would not be surprised if we come out of this game saying like, oh man, Nebraska's defense didn't look, great, so to speak, against Cincinnati. Again, I'm not saying they're going to get torched, but I definitely think they're going to be able to score on the Huskers. And so I'm going to predict Nebraska to win this game somewhere around the 34 to 24 range. I think it's going to be kind of like the bowl game against Boston College, where the Huskers probably lead the entire time, but Cincinnati is hanging in there and it's close. And it might even be too close for comfort in the fourth quarter. But I see Nebraska just kind of putting the game on ice in the second or in the fourth quarter against Cincy. But again, a team like this, if we make another big special teams mistake like we have in the past, which I don't think is going to happen, but if the Huskers were to do that, then I think that could kind of flip the game. But overall, I see Nebraska controlling this game start to finish, being able to outscore Cincy and control the time of possession like a Big Ten squad should. And, you know, if Nebraska, if they are going to be the good team that we expect them to be, you know, with all the improvements they've made, this is the type of game that they should win if they've improved in all the ways that we've kind of talked about over the offseason. And with that, I wanted to transition to what will make a successful season for Nebraska from a fan's perspective. Of course, I know the team has their own goals for themselves and Matt Rhule and everybody, but I think from a fan's perspective, like, we're going to talk about what should we see that will make us say at the end of the season, like, yeah, this season was a success for the Big Red. Again, just a humble fan, this is my opinion, but number one, I think, is pretty much a guarantee to happen, and that is Raiola taking a jump. I mean, he has all the tools around him, and he's going to get a year better. So I want us to look back on this season and say, man, Raiola from year one to year two, there was such an improvement in his play. And, you know, the deep ball throwing, but also the scrambling a little bit, and just he's going to improve in a lot of different areas. And I think that's pretty much a guarantee. But that's something we're going to look back and say, yeah, that was part of the successful season. Another one for me is I don't want to see the Huskers make huge mistakes in huge moments. I'm not talking about, like, you know, you get beat on a play here or there. I'm talking about, like, the Iowa game, the muffed punt that I think it bounced off of a player's leg and that gave Iowa life when you were controlling the game, or, you know, in years past, also against Iowa. We'll talk about Iowa in a minute. But in years past, like when the game was tied late in the fourth quarter, throwing an interception, like, I don't want to see that anymore in big moments. They can lose, but I think we don't want to see any more self-inflicted damage from the Big Red this season. I think if they can kind of mitigate that, that's going to go a long, long way towards what we look back on in this season. And then this is going to be, I think, kind of a, not a controversial one, but some people might disagree. Nebraska, in my opinion, has lost the ability to say, yeah, you know, this team in the Big Ten should be, you know, a win. We're going to chalk it up as a win. We don't have to think about it. I think we can't say that anymore. However, if we're assuming that Nebraska is going to be, again, this much improved good team, there's going to be a few games in the Big Ten schedule where you're favored by 8 or 10+ points, like right now, Northwestern, I would assume, Maryland, I would assume. I want to see them take care of teams like that and don't lose those games that, you know, we expect you to win when you're playing well. We don't want to have any letdown games. So let's take care of the teams we are supposed to. And then we've also heard so much over the last 4 or 5 years about Nebraska's tough luck in close games. And yes, we all want to see them start to win these close games more and more. But I have kind of a different perspective. How about we just close the door on a lot of these teams that end up turning into close games? You know, like maybe you're up in the fourth quarter against Iowa, and instead of, you know, trying to play not to lose, how about you go for the kill, so to speak, which I think Dana Holgorsen is going to make that kind of his priority now that he's calling plays, because there were a lot of games so far in the Matt Rhule era where it seemed like, okay, Nebraska had a lead in the fourth quarter, but they're just going to run the ball and try and run the clock out, whereas I think when you do that, as we've seen, you give teams kind of that window to come back and bite you, especially when you combine that with the big mistakes in those games. So instead of getting to those close games, let's just put these teams away, score that extra touchdown, get that interception to really close the door before it gets to that, you know, that really close time in the game where, you know, it's make or break. And it's going to happen in the Big Ten, but how about we try and improve upon that, so to speak. Another thing that I think is we've all been waiting for, and this is possibly going to be the year to see it is there's going to be teams that I would say are also with Nebraska in that second tier of the Big Ten. So they might disagree with this, but Michigan, I think, is going to be a second tier. I don't think they're going to be the same category as Oregon, Ohio State, as Penn State this year. So like Michigan, Minnesota, USC, Iowa, I think they're all going to be kind of the same level as Nebraska. They might be underdogs in some of those games, but how about we beat two of those teams and go 2-2 against Michigan, Minnesota, USC, and Iowa? Because you have to start beating these teams that are your level. And there's no secret they've had Nebraska's number. USC, of course, is new to the Big Ten, but they've had your number, even though, on paper, it should be a pretty close matchup. So let's start to break even in these games. And I think that'll be a dramatic, dramatic improvement, especially because, Michigan, Minnesota, and Iowa all have a pretty, they all have winning streaks on the Huskers. So that would be pretty big to break those streaks. And then the last one, I think, might be the most controversial one, but it is you have to beat Iowa because Iowa, unfortunately, has become a measuring stick game for the Huskers. There is no secret that Iowa has owned Nebraska for the last 10 years, and they have been a better program on average, even, over the course of the last 10 years. And I still think Nebraska, big picture, has a higher ceiling than them, but Iowa does what they do really well, and they have beaten you in incredibly, incredibly infuriating ways the last 3 or 4 times they've won. And to me, it will be a successful season if they beat Iowa. That's not now, of course, if they're, 10-2 and they lose to Iowa, okay, that's a different story. But where we think the Huskers are going to be is they have to beat the Hawkeyes. And there's been a lot of times over the last 7, 8 years, it seems like, where the Huskers have outplayed them on the field for 80% of the game, and then they let it slip through their fingers. We cannot have that anymore. You have to beat this team, okay? It's become, like I said, the measuring stick for Nebraska, even though we feel like it should be the other way around. They are going to be more or less at your level. You're going to be at home. We cannot keep losing to this team that has just done what they've done really well and tormented the Huskers for about a decade now. They have a really good operation, of course, but they are not so much better than you to where you cannot beat them. So I think you have to circle that game this season and take care of business. And then the last thing is going to be, I think they have to finish with 9 wins. I think that's kind of the number where we're all going to look back and say, yes, this was a year three Matt Rhule improvement, because 8 wins is only 1 win different from last year. I mean, I can kind of see them being the same team as last year, yet still getting 8 wins. But if you go 8-4 and win the bowl game, or go 9-3 and lose the bowl game, I think we're all going to look back and say, like, yes, this team really, really improved. And the foundation is set for years to come. So that's kind of my take on it. Again, just a humble fan. So if you have any opinions, please let me know. This podcast is going to be, we're focused on NFL, college football, NBA, specifically the Bay Area teams, but we were born into a Husker family. So we are going to be talking a lot about the Huskers. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next one.